بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما أصابكم من مصيبة وما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام elders and dear brothers is a beautiful share and poem of Wadada Sheikh Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, which Hazrat says, Naqshe Qadam Nabi ki hai Jannat ke raaste. Naqshe Qadam Nabi ki hai Jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalalu se binate hai Sunnat ke raaste. He says, Naqshe Qadam Nabi ki hai Jannat ke raaste. At the road to Jannat, when you reach Jannat, then there is only one way to reach Jannat, that is the Naqshe Qadam Nabi ki hai. Is the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We follow his footsteps, every sunnah of his. Those footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam will take us to Jannat. There's the only way. As our Honorable Shaykh says, Abdul Hamid sahab wa barakatuhu, he says the super highway. The super highway to Jannat is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There's the most beloved way to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Once the ummah was linked to the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, the ummah was safe. The Ummah had honor in their lives, protected by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So give the example. We find in the old days to buy rice, you had to go to the shop supermarket, and there you, 1 kilo, 2 kilo, there is a scoop, put in a packet, like how you buy meat nowadays. All the people will know it. And then when you used to scoop the rice also, there were some stones in there. So when you weigh the rice, you put the price tag to it, so even the stones enjoy the price of the rice also. Because they are connected, they are joined to the rice. Then you bring the rice home, put it in a dry place, don't put it in the sun, put it away from the cat, from the dogs. It's protected in the house also because it has qeemat, it has value. Because the rice is valuable. The stones also, they enjoy the company of the rice, they also become valuable. Then Sunday morning, Saturday afternoon, the housewife now will take out the rice, call the domestic, the helper, the worker, take out the stones one by one, and throw it away. Once they detached, once the stones are taken out, then you'll find somebody will tramp it. Somebody might urinate on it. The cat will come also. Now it has no value. The same way as long as the ummah was attached to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ummah was safe. The ummah had value. The eyes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They brought sunnahs in their life. Simple sunnahs. Example now we read Salatul Isha. Isha Salah. When it comes to making wudu, to use the miswak. What a powerful sunnah. For all Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. To use the miswak. And so much of value to the miswak. As-siwak mithratul lil-fam, amardatul lil-rab. Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam said the miswak is a cleanser for the teeth, for the mouth. Cleanses the mouth. One person went to the hakim. And he says, so many years now I'm trying to have children, I can't have children. He says, use the miswak. Hakim sahab, doctor sahab. I can't have children, you say, use the miswak. What's the link? He says, use the miswak. And there's a special miswak that is called miswakul har, which we get in Haramain, we get in Madinatul Munawwara in Quba, miswakul har it's called. It's a very fresh one, has a bitter taste, about tiku and garam it is, it's a bit bitter and hot for the mouth. There's a correct one and the right one to use. And they say the miswak also use it correctly as it should be using the miswak. Like how we use our toothbrush nowadays. How many mothers also are paranoid, they got anxiety. Ask the children, you brush your teeth in the morning, you brush your teeth in the evening. Then took the child to the dentist also, gives him tuition, shows him how to brush his teeth. Not this way, that way. And has a timer also there in the bathroom. For so long you must use the toothbrush. And miswak, by the way. You also will find in our masjid when we come out, somebody selling miswak outside. Ask the person, how much is the miswak? Says 20 rand, it's too expensive. But how much was the brush? 200 rand. Rechargeable. Miswak 20 rand, too expensive. So the real miswak, miswakul har, other ones we can use also. But the ulama say we use it properly like how it should be used. The miswak will last only for 1 week. By my miswak, bo barakat, lot of barakat. Mawli sahab, how long? 6 months. Lot of barakat in the miswak. You're not using it properly. You use the miswak properly, then 1 week it will last. You cut it all the time. To get that proper taste. Hakim Sahib told him, you can't have children, use the miswak, and use the proper one also, the miswakul har. So he began to use the miswak, and he said, "Oh, Hakim Sahib, I can't understand it. My wife is expecting now." He said, "There was a blister in your mouth. There's a blister in your mouth, because of that there was a blockage. This miswak used properly, it cleanses the mouth completely, takes out all the germs, the blister also got eliminated. Because of that Allah Ta'ala opened the way for you." Hikmat and the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are so far, so deep, you can't understand. It took now science and scientists and all professionals of the world to make such type of microscope, telescope, and so much of research they are doing. COVID time, now, subhanAllah, everywhere you'll find, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. At one time, one of the hospitals we had, they had like a comic strip in the hospitals, and they got the little cartoon. And what they have, the caption there, Sipo says, wash your hands before you eat. Sipo says, wash your hands after you go to the toilet. We say, Sipo didn't tell us. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam told us. Now, because Sipo told them, now they're using sabun also, they're using soap, and they're washing their hands, very clean. We knew it long time ago. It took them how many years? 1,445 years to finally understand the simplest sunnah, which is washing their hands. Imagine now, there's no big and small sunnah. But to them now, the simplest sunnah, washing their hands, which we are so accustomed to, washing their hands, it took them over now 1,000 years to research and finally come to the conclusion, the barakah of washing their hands. One person went to the alim, he said, "Maulana, I got so many deaths, so I can't come out of it." He said, "Wash your hands before you eat." "No, Maulana, wash their hands and my deaths, so I'm going to wash off my deaths in any way." So wash your hands. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the person who washes his hands before eating, doesn't dry it, Allah will grant him barakat in his rozi. Simple sunnah, but how powerful. Imagine now we bring all the sunnahs in our life. One is the miswak, as we mentioned, before wudu. During wudu, before salah, we're using the miswak. What's the reward for it? We find in the riwayat, the salah that you perform is times 70. Now subhanAllah, if I read my Isha salah with miswak before that, Allah writes to me as if you read the salah of Isha 70 times tonight. Who do these 70 times? Allah says, reward for you 70 times. And a minimum benefit. فَإِنَّ السِّوَاكُ تُذَكِّرُكَ كَلِمَةَ الشَّهَادَ عِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ. That a person uses a miswak, simple sunnah of miswak, hardly cost anything. A person at the time of maut, to the barakat of miswak, it will prompt you and encourage you to rikalima and leave this world through miswak. Now when it comes to parents also, as I mentioned, the mothers are so paranoid, they must do well in school, he must go for tuition, etc. Nobody says use the miswak. It will sharpen your memory, sharpen your eyes. For the hips boy, he must use the miswak. It will be carried in his pocket all the time. He can't do without his miswak. So much emphasis just on the miswak. Ulama are saying more than 70 benefits for the miswak only. Just one simple sunnah. So we imagine the ummah has to come out with the complete sunnah. Eating on the floor, sunnah also. All the bimaris, taking out the shoes before eating, also sunnah. Is more rahat, more comfort for the body. Eating without the shoes, all these sunnahs have to come into our life. Unfortunately, the ummah now, Western culture, we're looking for a very, very fancy table. Imported, 20,000, 30, just for the dinner table, supper table. And so much of pride we're taking in it. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam never ate or anything that was risen or raised above the ground. He ate on the floor. Oh, Nabi of Allah, you eat like this? He said, "I'm a slave, I eat like a slave. I don't eat like a haughty person, sitting on a chair, resting like this person is mazur. He has some problem, etc. No problem. But at least we make the niyat, Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to bring sunnahs in our life." And that too also, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, eating sunnahs, used to eat with Aisha from the same plate, eat from the same glass also. Our Ustaz used to tell us, South Africa, he came from India, he said, "South Africa, yeah, you'll need even the maid in the night, because so many dishes you'll have. 10 people in the family, or 5 people in the family," he said, 10 plates. Big plate, small plate, and then cup, and then saucer, and he said, so many, just for one meal only. So much of israf in the water also. Say simple sunnat. All sharing one thali, 4 or 5 people eating together. Alhamdulillah, barakat. Barakat in that. Allah Ta'ala puts our hearts together. All these are sunnats which we can make alive in our homes. Children learn to eat with us also. Nowadays we see the youngsters, they don't know how to eat, which fingers to eat with. Most of the ummah right now, if you look a little bit, our sheikh teaches us also, just notice when we're eating together, how many of us read Bismillah? We forget Bismillah. The food is so tasty, Hazrat says, if the food is not so tasty, at least say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But read something, take the name of Allah, say Bismillah before we eat, Allahumma lakal hamd. Children must hear it, they must learn to appreciate, thank Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. We forget, we eating. They say, no, man, I read the dua. But when you read the dua, I read dua in my heart. But in the heart already you got cholesterol, you got pressure, you got... Now you're putting dua in the heart also, take out the dua, read it. Read it, but loudly, children will hear it also, they learn the dua. All these are beautiful sunnahs to bring in our homes, it will bring that lifestyle. The sunnahs will become alive. The barakat of sunnah, my dear brothers, subhanallah. When the sunnah is made alive in the home, Allah's malaika rush to that home. They come with barakat, they come with rahmat, they come with muhabbat. What are we crying for right now? Allah, there's no barakat in the house. There's no rahmat in the house. Husband and wife can't talk to one another. Children also are fighting. Sit in the car, there too they're fighting. Fathers buy a kumbi now. So all have window seat. Then too they're still fighting. No rahmat, no barakat. What's the problem? No dua sitting in the car, so forget the dua. So how many things we are just forgetting, we take it for granted. And Allah is throwing dunya right now. But they say, when Allah wants to give you a dunya with rahmat and barakat, like how we feed the chicken and fowl. We can throw the seeds down the field all over the farm, all over the yard, that fowl has to go with the chicks and peck and peck and peck. If Allah gives you barakat, the farmer wants to be compassionate to the fowl, he put the feed all one place. If Allah wants to give barakat, he put it one place, Allah will put barakat in it. That is muhabbat in a little bit we eat. Allah is giving khushi, happiness. And the same food now is affording us opportunity now to make the dhikr of Allah. To come for salah. Salah wa khushu and khudu wa concentration. There's barakat in it. The longest the sunnahs were in the life of the ummah was safe. Allah Ta'ala protected them. This is a super highway to the love of Allah, protection of Allah. The sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't need any fancy, some theory that how to bring rahmat and barakat. Simple. Bring sunnahs in our life. From the miswak, to the eating, to the washing of hands, all these simple sunnahs. After eating also, to thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, learn the du'as for after eating. We learn du'as now when you came to maktab, du'a for after drinking water. I ask myself also, when's the last time I read that du'a? Which is, and nowadays, subhanallah, we see students in madrasa also, this whole move, Allah knows best, but they say so many liters of water you must drink every day. The ummah right now, subhanAllah, you see in the cars, you see in the madaris, in the schools, they all are carrying mini jojo tanks everywhere. So much of water. So much of water. It's just reading the dua, the holding that water will become a wali of Allah. So much dua we'll read. Alhamdulillah, الذي سقاني عذبا فراتا برحمته ولم يجعله ملحا أجاجا بذنوبنا. We learn the dua, nobody read it. So many years have passed, we forget to read the dua for drinking water also. So much of benefits we are depriving ourselves. We are thanking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, saqani adban faratan. Ya Allah, you give me such palatable water, sweet water, that's palatable, I can swallow it, it tastes so nice also. Ya Allah, you didn't make it bitter and sour because of my sins. You gave me water to drink. We know sometimes the water is not treated, we have to buy the water. And Allah has an entire system in the world right now, what is our food, our water. We say we're paying for water and lights. We pay for the food. But the reality is, if Allah had to put a real price on the water, we can't afford it. Allah puts a real price on food, we can't afford it. Highly subsidized by Allah. Highly subsidized. When it comes to rice, look at the entire process of the food, just the rice to come to me. Where it came from, India, Pakistan. How many workers on the paddy fields? That owner is making dua for rain to come also. Then the planting, then the harvesting, then the trucking. Then the import, export, the packaging, the roads also. So many ton truck, drive on the left hand side. Allah made intizam. This rice has to reach my banda. It's for him. It must get to him. Whether he remembered me or he forgot me. But this chawal has to get to him. This rice has to get to him. Have it packed, have it sealed, transported to the supermarket, packed. What a whole process behind it. Can you put a price to it? Impossible. Allah subsidized. Go buy 5 kilo rice, 120 rand, 150 rand, should be 150,000 rand. The amount of work behind it. Just the truck to transport it, just the truck to transport the rice itself. One tire for the truck is a whole industry. Just the battery of the truck, a whole industry. Just the lights, just the gears, one part of the truck is a whole industry on its own. Allah Ta'ala put the whole truck together because this food must reach my banda because he must remember me. But we ate and we forgot Allah. Where the meat came from? The sheep, the goat, the beef, the farmer, how he took care of the sheep. Mustn't get any disease, mustn't get sick, injected it, put the medication, took care of it on the farm. Why? Wasn't for nothing. مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ Allah put your name, that this meat, this piece must get to my banda. Make sure he must eat it. Sometimes you'll go to the supermarket also, you'll take that bag of rice, and you'll put it in the trolley, you're going to pay for it, now there's a little bit of hole in there, you should take another one, it wasn't for you. Sometimes that food is in your mouth also, the chocolate, and you're eating away, grandson comes, puts his finger in the mouth, and takes it out, it wasn't yours, it was his. Allah will make it reach a person. Allah does this, banda, maybe one day he'll remember me. One day he'll make shukr to me. One day he'll become my friend. But so much we chakkar of dunya, we forget. We forget, we're making plans now for December and next year. I don't know whether I'll see tomorrow. Reality, I don't know whether I will see tomorrow. Just to make our life so comfortable, putting all the luxuries Allah is giving. And here especially this is South Africa, Allah has spoilt us with dunya to the core. When we went to India also, Muli Ahmad Lassab, Dhamma Barakatuhu. Then he called us and he spoke to us. Nizamuddin was about 20 years ago. We sat there and he called the local ulama from India that was spending 1 year Jamaat. And as we said, they were young at that time. We're still young, Alhamdulillah. So he said, wah, qurbani karke aaye hain. He said, young ulama made qurbani and came. So much qurbani, you came to South Africa. So the local ulama that were there asked from Ahmad Lassab, Hazrat, kya qurbani hai? He said, these boys are so spoiled in the country, so spoiled, that they don't even drink plain milk also, they drink chocolate milk when they're born. And they do, what luxuries they have all the shortcuts. They got microwave, they got geyser, they got toll road, everything, shortcut in dunya. But shortcut to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, they have to come to us. They have to come to us, to the mashayikh, we'll teach them the shortcut to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has spoiled us so much in this country. But the occasion he mentioned also, we have breakfast together in South Africa. And the Sarkhan was laid out. And subhanAllah, our housewives, Allah Ta'ala bless and give them barakat. How they feed, how they host people, subhanAllah, how they put their hearts into it. To the last thing, how they got everything set out, the Sarkhan, how to serve the food also, they got a whole tartib and style. How to serve the food, how to put the spoon over there, and then to put the dunya on the top. We don't even worry about it. But Allah Ta'ala has blessed him. When he found Makki Sahib, when he came, and he saw the ladies hosting in the country, he said, I have hope in Jannah, Allah Ta'ala will give South Africans a contract also to host the Jannatis. Allah has blessed you all. Allah Ta'ala reward the woman folk. What muhabbat they have. So he says that, when we're eating their breakfast, he said, look at this Dasturkhan. Rang barang. What a colorful Dasturkhan. Different types of cheese, different types of cereals, different types of milk also, and then all the processed foods, and then different types, then the house will ask how many sunny side up, how many scrambled, so different variety of eggs also. So you call the ulama ikram, he said, Mujhe bahut hi khushi hai, bahut khushi. I'm very happy for you all. Look at this country, Allah Pak hasn't given you all. He said, I've traveled the world, whether it's America, whether it's UK, whether it's Far East, I've been throughout the world. What you're enjoying over here in this country, nobody in the world is enjoying like you. Nobody. They have certain namas and bounties they enjoy to a very high level. You have got every namas of Allah to the highest level, nothing else for you to eat. You have got everything. And ask ourselves, what's left to do? What's left to enjoy? Which holidays we didn't go for? Which type of food we haven't eaten? Is there nothing left to do in dunya anymore now? We just now looking for things to do. As an alim says that we're going shopping, we go shopping to see what we can buy, not what we need. We eat nowadays, not because we're hungry, so we don't get hungry. South African tartib. So this is our lifestyle. Allah Ta'ala has spoiled us so much in dunya, that now he's spoiling the deen now. That now when it comes to deen also, the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So how to bring all the sunnahs into our lives? So naqsh qadam nabi ki hai jannat ke raaste. The way to jannat right now, even a jannati life also, sunnat tariqah. Bring sunnats in our lives. Study the kitabs. Ask ulama ikram, we have to stay with them, with the mashayikh. Ourselves, we went to Darul Uloom, we read the sunnats in kitabs. How to implement the sunnah, how to execute it. We read the theory, the practicals. We had to go see the mashayikh, ulama ikram, how they implement the sunnats. Like we hear also, when it comes to our dini salah, our faraiz, our farz namaz, whether we're reading according to sunnah also, then we have to check. Then the sunnat namazes themselves also. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam mentioned more or less, the person who reads his 12 sunnahs in a day, 12 rakats of sunnahs in the day, Allah will build for him a palace in Jannah. Subhanallah. To think a palace in Jannah for us now something far-fetched. We're looking for one small flat. We're looking for one small flat. We'll walk in, we'll ask the person, it's fully fitted, built-in cupboards, stove, fridge. He said, no, you gotta get your own. He said, oh. Allah says, fully fitted. I'm building it. I'm the designer. Give me 12 rakat sunnat every day. Walk in. Designed by who? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Who did all the footing? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Designer Allah. Beyond all comprehension. مَا لَا عِنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Jannat is such a place that no eye has seen, no ears heard about, no heart or no mind has fathomed what Jannat is about. So here ulama say this is an objection, so to say. Zahiri and a external outward objection that we heard about Jannat. We heard about the trees of Jannah. We heard about the palaces of Jannah. We heard about the streams of Jannah. But Hadith Sharif says, we haven't heard about it. No eye has seen it also. And no mind can think about it also. But we can picture, we heard about it. So Muhaddithin and commentators say this Hadith refers to those Jannahs which Allah hasn't described in the Hadith of Quran Sharif. This we never heard of. What we heard there is there. But there are others that Allah hasn't described to us, hasn't mentioned to us. And there's so many out there. So when it comes to 12 rakat sunnat in a day, Allah says, I built for you a palace in Jannah. Every day imagine, rich man not looking for an investment. Maulana, I'm looking somewhere. And even if you got something on the beachfront, insan is ever greedy. You got someone, something on the ground floor, and then you're looking at the penthouse. If I get one over there, Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala gives it to him, he gets his penthouse, and he sees from there, then through the pit and the stomach is not full. And from there you can see Amplanga, Upper Phoenix. So I'll get something over there. When he's there, also not enough still. Now something foreign, some foreign investment I need. Our foreign investment is our children. Make them hafiz, make them alim. And I'm in the qabr, I got my foreign investment. They're still reading for me. Quran is on, Tilawat is on, they're going for Ishtima, they're going the path of Allah, they're going for Subhanallah. When I'm in the qabr, our Shaykh tells us also, three generations down will be forgotten. Three generations down, my own great-grandson or grandson may pass my qabr, he won't know who's this old man. See some surname, Desai, Mullah, Asman, who's this? Don't know. Father never took him, Qabristan also doesn't know. He said, your bank balance is closed, nobody's reading for you also. That's why Hazrat says, don't forget our grandparents. Don't forget our great-grandparents. Make dua for them also. They went for Hajj, they went Umrah. They made dua for their progenies, we're part of it. We're enjoying the barakat of their duas. Don't forget them also. From whoever it was first in our family, came into the fold of Islam. Make dua for them also. We make dua for them. Allah will make sure our progenies make dua for us also. But they are our offshore investment. So insan is never satisfied. He always wants more. And hunger and greed is a good thing, ulama say. To be greedy also is good. They're greedy for the right things. They're greedy. The person says, I have greed for dunya, love of dunya. Says, now very good. You got love of dunya, you got that love, you got that urge in you, now just focus it to akhirat. Person has anger, mashayikh say. Anger too is very good. We need anger also. But use in the right time, the right direction. The right person also. Person says, I got no anger, I'm very cool, I'm chill. Say, but how are you going to go in the battlefield? Hazrat says, Mufti Shafi Sahib used to say, person ke andar ghussa nahi hai, jab maidan mein jang mein jayega, when he goes to meet the enemy in the battlefield, chalo bhai, kuch chai pee lo pehle, he says some tea first, a little bit, then we'll talk business. He said, bhai, now it's time to fight. Not to drink tea now. He said, no, I can't fight. He said, God, I have anger in you also, but channel in the right direction. If a person doesn't use the anger on the right person or the right time, then he'll use it on the wife. Then he'll use it on the staff. When he has become angry, upon himself. Why you must your salah with jamaat? Why you must say takbir ula? I'm going to punish you today. But tell his nurse, I'm going to punish you. Take out 200 and sadaqah today. Why you must your namaz? Why you must takbir ula? Why you got angry for nothing? Anger must come out of myself. Get angry with myself. There's the right place. Then the anger won't come out on the wife, on the children, on the staff, on musallis. Because anger has to be there. When it comes to greed also, greed has to be there. Greed for good amal. Ya Allah, I want to score and make profit as much as I can. Now where I'm going to make the profit for akhirat, the currency for akhirat, 12 rakat sunnat. Two things ulama say. In the hadith of Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a long hadith, When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam quotes from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the gist of the riwayat, then my banda, my slave continues doing faraiz, this farz namaz, continues until he becomes beloved to me. To become the beloved of Allah, sunnats and faraiz. Faraiz also very, very important. I'm doing farz, I'm doing the faraiz, but I must do it as Allah wants me to do it. While I can do my own style, I read my namaz, really was it salah? I made wuzu, was it really wuzu? When it comes to ghusl also, how to make ghusl correctly, the ummah has forgotten how to make ghusl, because even the bathrooms have changed nowadays. If there are any bathrooms left, the entire new style is now 3-in-1. Bathroom, toilet, bedroom, all in one. No sharam, no haya. That's a new fashion, new style. Before was what they say, this frosted glass we had before. Oh, people have sharam and haya. We can't just bath like that. Our grannies, great grannies, they might not have had parda and hijab, but any men came, they would take the chiffon, orni, cover their mouths. Manus ave, ave roche, men came in the house. They sharam, they had haya. They're slowly Western culture now. The frost glass came out, clear glass came in. Clear glass came in. Now, this ulama say, how can you even fathom now? Person, nange hokar, unclothed, standing in the shower. Say, this wasn't tariqah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Not the way of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. This to stand without any... Now we're already training our young girls to do that modeling like that. With hardly any clothing on, walk on the beach like that. They're used to it already. They're doing it in the bathroom, they're doing it in the bedroom. Where Sahaba ikram, so much sharam they would have. So Uthman radiallahu anhu, I take a bath with his lungi on. Why? They were so conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looking at me. Allah is there all the time. So they took out the frost also, made it a clear glass, took out the bathroom chair also, now everybody is standing. So the sunnah ghusl also now, we are saying in the bayans, that now the janaza or sunnahs are living in the ummat. Who is carrying it? Myself. I made the janaza. I took out the sunnahs. High pan, low pan, toilet also. Now even the young boys when in jamaat, group of young boys when in jamaat, after one night a mishap, tomorrow we're going back home. Why, what happens? A mishap, we have to go back home. What happened? There's only low pan toilets here, no high pan. Can't go toilet. Say, but going to toilet is an art or something, you have to teach you. We never went low pan toilet, we are afraid, we mustn't fall down inside. Never learned to go low pan toilet. Inna lillah. Who took out the janaza? Father took it out. Never taught the children to go low pan toilet. Sunnat tariqah. Even the Christian websites are advocating the low pan right now. They say the high pan causes 20 chronic diseases. Top of the list, Colon cancer. Now we pay for so much of treatment. This is Western tariqah. Western tariqah, our Sheikh explains also that how now they made us fools. And we say they're very advanced. Look at them. Somebody gets murdered in a Western country. Somebody gets murdered. Whereas in an Islamic country, you shouldn't even hear about murder also. We don't hear it, alhamdulillah. They say somebody gets murdered. Now they cordon the entire area off. Calling the forensics. We get so odd also. Forensics, they come with their powder and they come with their brushes, everything. Looking for fingerprints. Then they found the shell of the bullet, whatever you call it. Found that, try match it to the gun. They call the detectives, they call the private investigators, everybody. We get so odd. Hey, guys are very sharp. You know, catch the chore just now. But in the first place, it wasn't supposed to be a murder. They are working other way around. After the person is killed, now we look for him. Our Sharia tariqah, the person mustn't die in the first place. Prevent it. But they way is the other way around. Now they're looking backwards. Whereas a person comes to complete deen, then we'll find the person is completely protected. There's no murder taking place. But their tariqah is like that. So we're also going backwards with them. And now we think we are progressive. We are progressive, we are smart. Whereas the smartness and progress is in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how to bring this entire thing into our homes? So the toilet is gone also. High pan, low pan, sunnah tariqah toilet. Then we took it out. Then we find now we're going to go for treatment. Do treatment for all the diseases. Do detox. Before the musturat, ladies, mashallah, 10 children, 12 children. Right? And that time they didn't have to go for yoga exercises giving birth. They would exercise the whole day up and down in the toilet, alhamdulillah. So all the muscles are loose. Now we're paying for that exercise now. Before we put the toilet, pay for the toilet only. Now Appa will go up and down the whole day, alhamdulillah, no time to go for exercise and water birth and the rest of it. Now we took their tariqah. We took their high pan and now we're paying for the exercise also. Everything we advanced. It's so progressive we are, alhamdulillah. Personal trainer. Well, one person, wife told him, I need a personal trainer, I'm picking you up weight. He says, no problem. I'll organize something for you to lose weight. So he hired someone with a mask every day. He said, when my wife hits this corner over here, for 2 blocks he must chase her like a chur. What speed she'll run now around those 2 blocks, she won't get the type of exercise now 1 hour at home also. In no time she lost weight. She says, you know, every day somebody is chasing me. So he got his work done, half the price. So this is how we are working backwards. Whereas the Nabi of Allah gave us a complete way, from the bathroom to the toilet, how to have ghusl, whether my ghusl is correct, how much water I'm using, israf in my life. Allah has given us so many bounties, so many ni'mats. Right now we look at our families in Gaza, ya Allah, make it easy for them. When you read the Quranic ayat, second para, وَنَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. Allah says, I will test you with some amount of khuf, fear. How are they living in fear? They don't know what's going to happen tonight. Whether they'll see the next moment or they'll see tomorrow morning. All family is wiped out. Allah says, I will test you with fear. بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. Hunger. What they're not going through right now. الْجُوعِ وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. They will lose their wealth also. Shortage, decrease, come in your wealth, they lost everything. وَالْأَنْفُسِ. Lives also, what thamarat and fruits. All, everything Allah is testing them. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِ. Let's give glad tidings to those who have sabr. Coming back now to the hadith of Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, they fulfill all their faraiz, from my ghusl, to my wudu, to my salah. We have to learn these things. Ask ulama ikram. Alhamdulillah, we had one sati in our masjid over there, losing his eyesight. He would be late in the masjid. After many years, first time I saw him in the masjid. So one day he caught me, he says, Marana, I'm losing my eyesight. Please will you teach me how to perform salah. Outwardly, he doesn't look very pious. No beard really, no sunnah dressing. But his heart in love with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So when the lights are off, take me to the wuzu khana and teach me how to make wudu. I was wudu, ya Allah. First time in 20 years, somebody is asking me to teach them wudu finally. Took him wuzu khana. How must use the miswak? Show me how must use it. How must hold it also. Sunnah tariqah of holding the miswak. Showed him that. Finished wuzu, said, right, next week when you got time, teach me my namaz also. Then he says, I want to get my namaz 100%. My Quran tilawat, I haven't read for years. Last 2-3 years, I think he's making khatam, maybe 2 khatams a month now. Losing his eyesight. So I'm losing my eyes. After Asad, he comes to the masjid, he's got his earphones there, plugged into his phone, and he follows the qirat on the phone. Only he can hear himself, but he's making his khatam upon khatam. Sometime he wakes up 3 o'clock in the morning, and then he sends me a photo of reading Surah Yusuf today. 3 o'clock in the morning. Say, I love to read my Quran Sharif. So for us to prepare for Akhirat, our faraiz. So Hadith al-Qudsi says, if a person continues his faraiz until he becomes the beloved of Allah. So we were, as I mentioned always, they tick the boxes. All my faraiz, my fajr to my isha. All my namaz is done. My faraiz is on his place. And every person can do his faraiz. It's all mind over matter. I will apply my mind, I can make it before the salah. Person say, I'm very weak, can't make it. Ulama say, if a person has bad habits in his life, whatever bad habit he has, if he has the courage and the guts to break the command of Allah, knowing I can get caught, it just shows how brave he is. So it shows he has just amount, enough power in him to do the right thing also. If he's got the courage to do the wrong thing, knowing he will be punished and he can get caught, it means he has that amount of courage to do the right thing also. Just channel it. Put your mind to it. The power of mind, as our Hazrat mentioned recently, one man, 7th October, whatever happened, he put his mind over matter, he said, we're going to war. We're taking the entire country, 300,000 reservists, we're taking the currency, we're taking whatever it is, we're going to death also, we're taking the whole country. And even against, not only the country, even against the whole world, and still going against it. Power of the mind. Why we can't do that for deen also? Allah, I can do it. I can wake up for Fajr namaz, I can make it for Isha. Asar, I can make it also. Shop is busy, Allah, I can still go. It's the mind, we've got to make the niyat and intention. Allah, I can do it. We make the niyat and intention, apply our mind, Allah will open the way. We don't make niyat. We weak, when we get weak, shaitan takes advantage. Shaitan is very, very weak. Shaitan is absolutely weak. Allah told in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. Shaitan's plot is very, very weak. But he just shows like he's strong.
Like how you find a person now can't fight, but he make a loud noise, hold me back, but he can't fight. Well, he can shout. Shaitan, same thing also. Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'ala, alhamdulillah alladhi radda kayda shaitan ila al-wasawis. Riwayat comes, praise to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that deflected the plan of shaitan and made it only a whispering. Allah made his plan only a whispering. He can't do anything more than that. It's only a whisper he puts in the heart. Which heart also? That the heart that is unmindful of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You became weak, so you make him strong. As long as you are strong, your faraiz are there, you are strong. Shaitan is weak, but he'll act strong. But he can't do anything to you. Shaitan is very, very weak. Hazrat gives one story. There was a gangster in Deoband years ago. His name was Kharbu. Big gangster he was. One night he was walking through the jungle in Deoband. And he was opposite gangster party or group also in the same area. So as he was walking, he sees in the distance that the leader of the other group, the gangster, was waiting for him there with a dagger in his hand. So all of a sudden he got a shock. And he says, please make maaf. I'm not going to fight with you anymore. I know we've been loggerheads so many years, but you know, our fathers are good friends, etc. Now he's pleading for his life. Then the lightning flashed, stormy night. Lightning flashed, he realized it was a tree with a branch sticking out. Then he said, what are you going to do? Come, I'll show you. He said, Shaitan is like that. He'll make you scared. He'll make you scared of poverty. What will happen? What will happen to your children? Work for your children, set them up. 90% of the ummah, who set them up? Fathers? Fathers didn't leave much. Allah Ta'ala opened the rosy for them. We live in this fear. What will happen to my children? What will happen to them? Allah will take care of them. Allah is always there. Now, unfortunately, you want to play God. I want to play Khuda. In my qabr also, I want to play God also. Allah will take care of them. Yes, we work. But what belongs to me is what I sent ahead. So get all our farais. 2-3 generations down, I go into the qabr. Nobody will make dua for me. That's why our ulama say, what you can do in your lifetime, your farais, your sadaqah. One person told me recently, a big diamond dealer, he says every year our anniversary, when he said anniversary, I thought maybe taking his life on a cruise or something now. Because he's a big man. He says, Manana, our anniversary, my wife and I, we sit down, we see which countries need boreholes, we dig boreholes on that day. We do all the EFTs on our anniversary. That's our investment. We don't go anywhere, because we do everything the whole year. So we invest for our akhirat. That's how we celebrate that we got together for deen's sake. Say subhanAllah, what a way to... So here, ulama say, what I can do in my lifetime, do it now. Example ulama give, that if I have savings by me, 100,000, 200,000, 5 million rand, and now he says, boreholes are there, somewhere to give sadaqah. He said, do it now in your lifetime. The money is in you, is in your pocket, in your bank balance. You, that 5 million, 10 million, you dig your 20 boreholes. Dig your 5 boreholes as you want to for your qabr, for your akhirat. Because your 5 sons, after you leave behind 10 million, they will sit together, they will split it between themselves, now they will make mashwara. They will do something for the old man. Right, what we will do? Shall we put our money together, and we will make 2 boreholes, 1 borehole for him. They will only make 1 for you. You will make 10 for yourself. Don't wait for them to make 10 for you. With your money, you make your 10 boreholes. You spend in the path of Allah. The children won't get together and do 10 boreholes. They will pull the money together, we will have other taqazas right now. So how much I can do for myself right now, for my akhirat, I got to do. Fulfill all my farais. So we have the farais, become the beloved of Allah. Then to make my dunya also deen, what's the syllabus? Very simple. What is the farais? I ticked all the boxes. Then all the nawafil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says hadith, Qudsi, the person who continues doing his nawafil, Allah says, I become the eyes he looks with. I become the hands he touches with. I become the feet that he walks with. Subhanahu. Nawafil for the day. Nawafil extra. Who doesn't like extras right now? No. Staff don't like extra time. But we don't mind it. Is this the time? Is it a busy time right now? We're going to be open. Now the garak is coming. Customers are coming. We're going to remain open. Allah says, give me a little bit extra time. Little bit, not too much. Nawafil in the day from our tahajjud. Tahajjud, we say tahajjud already. We fall on our back. Tahajjud, na manana. This month is cold also too. We're just making for fajr. Tahajjud starts from after Isha already. Hadith Sharif says that person, once he read his Isha namaz, already tahajjud time has begun.
Yes, the reward 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock is different. The reward over here, but you got your name in the register of those that are Tahajjud Guzar people are there. You're part of the register. You might not be in the first page, but my name is in the last. I made it at least. I made it. Person says, okay, Maulana, made it. That's a big, yes, it's a big thing. You forgot to buy the milk and bread. You went home, wife says, milk, oh, I forgot. Now, to rush back to the supermarket. In the supermarket, they just close the doors. Guard is there, sorry boss, we're closed. He says, please man, I know the owner. He said, no, we're closed, I don't know who you are. And how are you raising your hand there? Then the owner, hey, my connection, cousin, let him come in. How much sugar we make for that one bread and one milk only? I made it. I made it for what? Milk and bread. Allah says, you made it, Qiyamah's day, your name is in the register of the Tahajjud Guzar. No hisab kitab. Free jannat for you. After Isha, Hadith Sharif says a person who performs 4 rakats. 4 rakats after Salatul Isha. Every night he does this. The reward, he will get the reward for these 4 rakats equal to performing these 4 rakats on the night of Qadr. Laylatul Qadr. Every night Allah will give that reward. So we got 2 sunnat, 2 nafil, they are reading, then 3 witr, and 2 nafil sitting down is sunnat. So you got over 4 rakats. Every night you get the reward of Laylatul Qadr. Times 80, 1,000 months, 80 years plus reward. Every night I'm getting it. That's my tahajjud already. Then if I wake up in the... Zakim Sahib would say that by, in the hope of having biryani, at least start now with suki roti. Have the dry bread. Like how when you go for the walima, and now that qiraat is not stopping also, then they come on for bayan also. Only Harun Sahib used to say when he went for one da'wat also, for walima, only Harun Abbas Umar Rahmatullah Alayh, he said, Mawana some bayan. He said, you call me for bayan to eat. I came to eat, but not to give bayan. Walima is to eat, not for bayan. Bayan will do some other time now. We came to eat right now. Because when we give bayan, the papad will get finished. Then the chair will get finished. Then they start with something else after that. Then the appetite is spoilt. So in the same way, Hazrat Hakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Alayh, in the hope of having biryani tahajjud time, it is start with the roti now, with the papad now. Because you might miss that also. Let us start with this. And then our Sheikh says, our South African now atmosphere, he says the hope of driving that Mercedes or BMW, start with the Toyota at least. Allah will get you there, don't worry. But start your tahajjud now. Then one day you get the 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. You go over tahajjud, 4 rakats, alhamdulillah. Come to Ishraq namaz also. Ishraq salah, 15 minutes after sunrise, 12 minutes after sunrise, 2 rakats. 4 rakats. 2 rakats, Nabi alayhi sallam said, Allah will give you the reward of a complete hajj and umrah. One brother told me a few days ago, he said, Mawana, sometime after Fajr, I'm so tired, I want to go and sleep. But then I tell myself, hold on, put on your ihram now, just go for umrah. Local umrah in the masjid. He said, I'm getting the reward of umrah and hajj now. So I put my ihram on, and I waited a little bit now, in his mind. I read my 2 rakats, I said, I finished my umrah, I'm going home now. I will have breakfast. At 2 more rakats, Allah Ta'ala will make all your days work easy for you. Work is done. Allah says, suffice you. I got my Ishraq namaz. Now, understand, a person got his tahajjud over there. Now he's working towards his Fajr namaz. Now he got Ishraq. Breakfast what time? After Ishraq. Now he's going to work. Now he sees 11 o'clock. I read my Salatul Duha, Chas namaz. Take Musalla to the shop. Take off some time. Person like me now, 4 rakats will take how long? 4 minutes. Hazrat says we have our patented surahs. Inna atina qul huwallah. Very good. Read it every day. No problem. Inna atina qul huwallah. We love it. You read it. Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Hada Abu Zar. O Nabi of Allah, this is Abu Zar. O Jibreel, how do you know him? O Nabi of Allah, he's more famous in the skies than in Madina Munawwara. O Jibreel, how is that? He says, because بحبه, because he loves, لِكَثَّتِ تِلَاوَتِهِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. Because he loves to read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. Because of his love for the surah, we know him in the skies also. Allah's tawheed, Allah's oneness. And because of his very high level of humility, very humble he is. So our surahs also, إِنَّا أَتِيْنَا قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ. Read it, no problem. 4 rakats, 3.5 minutes, we got it too, but we got it. Person got a hip problem, hip replacement, knee problem, who doesn't have some problem? Ulama say the best ilaj, yes, we go to the doctor, we take an opinion, etc. Read your salatul dua, chas namaz. 2 rakats, 4 rakats, 6 rakats. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said, if you have 360 joints in the body, give sadqa for every joint. O Nabi of Allah, how are we going to give it? Read your salatul dua. Salatul dua is sadqa for every joint in the body. Ulama say you have arthritis, you have knee problem, ligaments, read Salatul Duha. Allah will repair it by His Qudrat. Then you go to the doctor, we have to now do some operation, we'll continue with your Salah. Allah will sort it out. Men have problem incontinence, when it comes to urine also, now the plumbing is gone weak, plumber too, can't sort it out. He says, read your Salatul Duha. Allah will make it easy for you, will give you peace of mind at least. So I got my Salatul Duha in my business also, now Zuhar Namaz. Heart is linked to the masjid. Now I got my Zuhar Salah, got my Sunnahs there, Nafils there also. Then we come for Asar Namaz, Asar Maghrib, Asar to Maghrib, my Quran Tilawah, Dhikrullah. After Maghrib Salah, Awabin. Awabin, the last discussion for the night, 6 rakats Awabin. Yes, starter pack also, as the Kim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Ali, 2 Sunnahs we read, just add 4 more. Add 4 more rakats. 2 sunnahs you read? 2 sunnahs you read? Hadith Sharif says, من صلى 6 rakaat بعد المغرب بعد المكتوبة. Person who reads 6 rakats after the farz. He says, add your first 2 sunnahs. We have to add on 2 and 2, 6 altogether. Start a pack. When you get used to it, then you read your 2 sunnahs separate and 6 separate. The reward for this, subhanAllah, 12 years nafil ibadah reward Allah will give you ahead of time. 12 years. When we heard this in Madrasa, we said 12 years, okay. But when our Shaykh explained to us, he says, what it means effectively, boss is telling you, container is coming a bit late, this one 6 minutes extra time. Boss 6 minutes. I'll give you 12 years advance salary. SubhanAllah, my dua got accepted. What an increase. Boss, I'll give you 6 hours also. Dunya will do it. Dunya will. Allah says, only 6 rakats. I'm giving you ahead 12 years nafil sawab free of charge. And our 6 rakats also how long? 6 minutes. And I got it. All gunas are maaf. 55 years of gunas are maaf. 12 years nafil ibadat Allah Pak is giving you free of charge. Just 6 rakats only. If I have all this, I got my fara'is, I become the beloved of Allah. I have my nawafil. To conclude this hadith, Allah says, I become your hands, I become your feet, I become your eyes. What does it mean? Muhaddiseen, commentators say 2 things. Allah will stop you, prevent you, turn you away from gunas and sins. No matter what bad habits you have, I can't give it up. So barakah of nafil, Allah says, I become your hands. Your hands won't go to haram anymore. It won't go, I want to do, I have the urge will still be there for haram. Slowly, Allah Ta'ala will turn you away and give you enjoyment in nafil now. I can't believe it. I don't have an urge anymore to do haram anymore now. I don't even have any, there's no more enjoyment putting the TV on, or even smoking, or even going to haram websites, insurances, I don't need it. I go by nafil namaz, I feel secure, alhamdulillah. Cancel all these things over here. I don't need it. I go barakat in my own business, alhamdulillah. First interpretation, Allah will save your hands from haram, will save your feet from haram, will save your mind from haram. Allah will protect you, divine protection from Allah. Highest stage of protection, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرِيِّ وَقَلْبِ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will become a barrier between you and your own nafs. Person who do haram, Allah will stop him. He's going to do something haram, jamaat with him on the road. Hey, by a long time we didn't see you, come join us to the masjid. He says, SubhanAllah, ya Allah, where I was going to? One old person is staying one time and told me, he says that time, he was a youngster that time, he said, I will finish work by 12, half past 12. And I was going to catch the afternoon, what is it called, martini, whatever, bioscope. Now, youngsters don't know what is bios and bioscope, better they don't know. So I was rushing to get the afternoon show. They are running at full speed, 6 foot tall youngster. And he said, oh, Baji, going to the masjid for Zuhar. He said, as I took the corner, I didn't see this old man and I banged into him full speed. He says, he was falling and I caught him all of a sudden. Before I could ask him anything, he said, Beta, you got hurt? He said, no, but I didn't get hurt. He said, you went to the masjid? He said, I got shocked. I said, Ya Allah, where I'm going, where he's going. He said, Beta, when you get time, you must come. That man became first serf musalli the rest of his life. First serf. Never missed his namaz after that. Where he was going, Allah's plan for him. Allah's plan for him, Allah turned his entire life around. Another person told me also, that one old man there to take him to the masjid. I used to leave him by the masjid there every day. And he said, I never used to go in the masjid. I used to leave him there, but I'm coming later. Better when you get time, you must come. He stuck in my head. Allah's plan for me. He became full-time musalli thereafter. So Allah becomes your hand, become your feet. First interpretation. Second interpretation, which you all love. Hadithin and commentators say Allah becomes the hands, whatever you touch will turn into barakat. Whatever you touch will turn into barakat, what they call alchemy. Allah will give you the science of turning simple things now into gold. The Gangohi rahmatullah alayh was a student of deen. And it was a great wali of Allah that used to come to Delhi. Saw him studying his kitabs and saw his condition. But he was stuck in his kitabs. So that senior alim told him, look at your condition, I'll teach you something, come with me. So he took him somewhere and he said, see, I'll teach you the science of alchemy. A certain type of grass, certain area. So he cut the grass and he took it with him and he read something and he turned it to gold. So before that he told him, here's a prescription, here's a grass over there, we can turn it into gold. He says, TK. So he came 1 week later and he saw that Gangohi was a student at the time, rahmatullah alayh. He said, the prescription is still on the table, you didn't use it. He said, I didn't, I forgot. So busy my kitabs. I'll use it, don't worry. Came the following week, it was still there. He said, come, I'll take you. He took him and he turned it to gold for him. Left it there for him. He said, right now you go buy your food. Go to the jeweler and go sell this gold. He came the following week, the gold is still there on the shelf. So he didn't go sell it. He said, I forgot. I was studying my kitabs. So he took him to the jeweler, he got him the cash, took him back to his room, he said, right now go and look after yourself. Came the following week, the cash is still there. He said, but you didn't use it. He said, I forgot about it. I'm so involved in my kitabs, I don't realize anything else. This is Allah Wala's of the time of before now. We're so engrossed now that even bothered in that gold also. We are working for it till the bone of our fingers, as Hazrat says now. We work so hard, we go for the holiday, take the family, an entire year, alhamdulillah, we renovating the house, we did everything. We say by December we will be finished with the project. We did the entire house up, did the bedroom, garage, everything. Just finished everything, wife said, we go for holiday. Why did the house up then? What's the house for? Said, no, we need a holiday. Where are we going? We'll pay to go stay in the bush. Say, we're going fishing to stay in the bush, we'll pay for it also. What do you want the house for? And who's enjoying the house? Domestic. I look after the house, garden boy also, look after the house. They're enjoying it. He said, where our aqal is gone to? And then when we're gone for holiday, Hazrat says now, they give the wife the card, the only thing we see now, money going out. Ya Allah, how much is going to spend? After 5 days, now the fingers are a bit itching now. I need to get back to the business now. Because I'm going to feel a thrill and hear the sound again. Because the only things are going out. No EFTs are coming in. So whole life is upside down. So once we come on to deen, my dear brothers, what we touch, there will be barakat in it. From one business, all taqazas will get filled. Everything will happen. When I walked towards something, a brother told me now recently, he went to that fair in China. Alhamdulillah, he's in the masjid every morning, reading his ishraq namaz, half an hour dua, Quran, tilawat, everything. He said, Mufti sahab, went for the show there, whatever business he's in. He says, just ahead of me in the show, there were some other businessmen, astute businessmen, very sharp. He said, they passed so many stalls over there. When I passed the stalls, I saw some products there. I said, there's money in this thing. How come you didn't see it? I said, no, you didn't see it. Allah showed it to you. Because you got your nawafil. He said, but how come you didn't see this? This is in the market, they need it in our country. I said to the barakat, ulama said to the barakat of your nawafil, Allah will move your death stock also with prophets. Because Allah becomes the hands. So our dunya will get made also, I am chasing my nafil, I am chasing nawafil. Nawafil and my farais, so in between I'm just slotting my dunya a little bit. But the heart is linked to the masjid. When I'm getting back to the masjid. This we find the barakat in the home, barakat in the business, because my life has become deen, my dunya will become deen also. These are all barakat days right now, the days of Hajj also. Make dua for the hujjaj, make dua Allah Ta'ala give them barakat also. And how we can learn this syllabus, how we can bring this into our lives, by sitting at home, it won't happen. Dunya we know also won't happen at home. We have to go out, sit in the company of the mashayikh, see how they are doing it, they will teach us, they will show us the way, the shortcut to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ijtima is coming in August also in Newcastle, alhamdulillah. It's a great opportunity. Barakat of all these gatherings, alhamdulillah, Allah is protecting our country. Elections are coming also. Our tartib is from mal to amal, from dunya to akhirat. Make a lot of istighfar also. Ulama say right now, the dunya has become very garam. The zameen and the earth has become very, very hot with the anger of Allah right now. We can see what's happening around the world. There's only one ilaj right now. We come to our farais, nawafil, and lot of istighfar. Mufti Khan Puri says, Dhamma Barakatuhu, how to make istighfar? We learn, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. There's the singular form. Ya Allah, I am making istighfar and I turn to you in repentance. He said, use the plural. Nastaghfirullah wa natubu ilayh. Ya Allah, we are making istighfar. What's your intention? Ya Allah, I'm making istighfar for the entire ummah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah. And let the ummah turn towards you. So we take our time for istighfar, for shukr of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, our faraiz, our nawafil. We have any qaza namazes also. Just to conclude, qaza namaz we have to cover. Very, very important. Qaza namaz we didn't read in our young days, that we have to start covering it up now. We can't wait and say, I'll make some wasiyat. We have to. One simple example we conclude on, inshallah, with our Shaykh teaches us also. What is qaza? I miss so many qaza namazes in my young days. You lend somebody 100,000 rand. Right? You lend him 100,000 rand. And he says, I'll pay you. Hazrat says, don't become like Musa bhai and Ahmad bhai also. Ahmad bhai lend Musa bhai 100,000 rand. Musa bhai says, I'll pay you end of the month. Comes the last day of the month, now Musa bhai is walking up and down the room. Wife is sleeping. She wakes up, Musa bhai, 2 o'clock in the morning. Why are you not sleeping? I told Ahmad, I'll pay him tomorrow. I don't have the money. She says, why you didn't tell me? I'll sort it out. He says, Subhanallah. I know you've been taking from my wallet and pocket all this time. How much you took? 100,000? She says, no, what's his number? I'll phone Ahmad bhai. He says, now, I'll sort it out. So she gets the number. Ahmad bhai, Musa bhai, his wife. Ahmad, Musa supposed to pay you tomorrow 100,000 rand. Pay animal. He doesn't have money. Assalamu alaikum. So what you did? He said, now you sleep, he'll walk. You sleep, he'll walk now. He says, that's our tartib. Allah Pak save us. He says, shouldn't be like that. First namaz, I got qaza in umri, we can't do that to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We have to pay it back. You lend somebody 100,000 rand, every month he's coming to visit you, he's coming with checkers packet, chocolates. Where's the children? Give chocolate there, and you sitting, he said, is that talking about the paiha and the team? Come the second month again, bring chocolate, bring sweets, giving the children, showing muhabbat. Third month he comes, he said, nah, both he give you now. You know, is that talking about that 100,000? I said, bye. Where's the 100,000 rand? He said, what do you want 100,000? I'm bringing chocolate for your children. He said, but I keep your chocolates. Start paying the money at least. You won't pay 200 rand a month. I'll open your account at least. Allah Pak is saying, you got accounts still by me, death. So many years you didn't pay yet, but you want more still. Allah is still giving. That's why the alim says that we're living in overdraft right now, and we still want to withdrawal. They start depositing at least now. Start depositing. Whatever account you got by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, start covering it up. So make hisab kitab, ask ulama ikram, how do I cover my qaza'i umri? Alhamdulillah, we have brothers back home. 20 years they covered up. Simple. Person started, for example, today is now the 16th of Zulqadah. Person starts tomorrow 16th. He says, I read every day 5. Start all the Fajr namaz first. Maximum, I think I must 20 years. Maximum 20 years. No need for pen, page, nothing. Just pick a note on the phone. 16th Zulqadah, 1445. Reading 5 Fajr every day. 5 Fajr. Every day, as I mentioned, Fajr namaz, our namazes, 2 rakats, 2 minutes. Inna atiyana qul huwa Allah, no problem. 5 namaz every day. Sada 16 Zulqadah, 1445. By next year, 16 Zulqadah, 1446. How many years I'll cover up? 5 years, Fajr down. I read 10 every day. By next year, 10 years is down. One Sati told me in Nagar Ramadan, say, Mufti Sahib, in 1 year I finish 20 years of Fajr. I mean 20 Fajr every day. 20 years I finish. I got himmat and courage now. I can finish the rest of it. Many brothers already finished. One brother told me now in Ramadan, he says, now we heard the bayan on kafara. We broke our roza in Ramadan when we were in school days. He said, I'm starting now. He messaged me 2-3 days ago, said, Mufti Sahib, I got 20 days left to finish my 2 months. 20 days left to finish my 2 months kafara. How happy Allah will get. You're paying back now. You're paying back, Allah will open the account again. Supply will start again now. So we have our qarz by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We can start these mubarak days of hajj also. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, our faraiz, our nawafil, our qarz and debts by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We start trying. With the hope of Allah, I might not make it there, but at least I'm on the road. Malakul Maut is to come, Allah was already on the road. Allah will, inshallah, put our name in the register of the musallis. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. I make a neat, my dear brothers, inshallah. Bring deen in our homes, talim in our home, ishtima is coming also. Send our children, we also attend the ishtima, make some fikr and dua at least. Make dua for the ishtima, we'll get the full reward of all those that come for the ishtima, inshallah. All will try, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين وكريم رحيم الله forgive us all our sins of Allah. يلا the sins of our past of our journey of my Allah, the present sins and future sins of Allah. يلا purify and cleanse our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our ears, of our eyes. Oh my Allah, make us yours and become ours, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make your obedience easy for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, to make guna, O Allah, make it difficult for us, O my Allah. Take us, Ya Allah, take out from our hearts a love for, Ya Allah, for gunas and sins and vice, O my Allah. Give us love for you, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us love of every sunnah of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Give us the knowledge of every sunnah, muhabbat for every sunnah, amal upon every sunnah, except our health, our wealth, our time, our families, our businesses, our homes. Ya Allah, for the khidmat and service of every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, protect the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, O my Allah. Shelter them. Ya Allah, feed them. Protect them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our families in Gaza, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, take pity and mercy upon them, O my Allah. Give us tawfiq, O my Allah, to spend upon them, Ya Allah, to make dua for them. Ya Allah, give them a ceasefire, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give them rahat, O my Allah. Give them sukoon, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the only reason they've been killed, O Allah, because they believe in you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, be kind to them, O my Allah. Show your rahmat upon them, O my Allah. O my Allah, Ya Allah, the days of Hajj are soon to begin, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Accept the Hujjad, accept us, O my Allah. Take us over and over again. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. O my Allah, give barakat in our rozi, barakat in our homes, barakat in our families, in our children, O my Allah. Save us from your disobedience, save us from haram, O my Allah. Grant us plenty of halal, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, all those of marriageable age, Ya Allah, want to get married, Ya Allah, from your khazana, O my Allah, you send for them suitable spouses, O my Allah. All those in qarz and debts, O my Allah, remove the qarz and the debts, O my Allah. All those that are ill and in hospitals, O my Allah, give them shifa, ya ajil, kamil, mustamir. Ya Allah, give us sukoon in this dunya. The time of maut, give us khatima bil khair. In the qabr, make it easy for us, O my Allah, the day of qiyamah. Ya Allah, give all of us, our parents, our grandparents, the entire ummah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, jannat al firdaus without reckoning. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amin.